Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy. Everybody's doing good, having a good evening. There are tons of things to talk about as far as BBN is concerned, and we'll definitely get into all of that here in this next episode. It has been an eventful several days since our last episode. We had the devastating tornadoes in Western Kentucky. Hearts are with the western part of the state. Mayfield was just devastated. Dawson Springs, Graves County, several areas out in Western Kentucky for that devastating tornado that ripped through Missouri and Tennessee. But the bulk of it hit our home state of Kentucky. How devastating that is, and the recovery efforts that are now underway. We've seen UK Athletics have a telethon. We've seen KSR do a telethon. Red Cross, many forms of relief efforts have been focused on Western Kentucky. We saw UK football players have a signing. Will Levis, Wondell Robinson, Josh Pascal, and Chris Rodriguez. And what normally would have been NIL for them, they went ahead and sent all that. Over $20,000 to help with the recovery efforts there for the tornado, to send funds down there. So a lot of good deeds have been done, and still going to be a long way to go for building back and recovering, and just definitely just tough and heart-wrenching to see everybody going through those drastic change of events due to the natural disaster that went through that area. Cal and company coming back, had some shoes sent down there to Samaritan's Feet. So a lot of things have been done for that area. We've seen Iowa, Kirk Ferentz in the bowl game, call on Iowa fans to help. Chris Holtman at Ohio State, of course, he's from Nicholasville, called on the Buckeyes to help. Louisville, Western Kentucky, University of Kentucky, lots of outpouring has went towards that area. So many things have happened since then. Put sports in perspective, the Kentucky game against Notre Dame happened the next day after the tornadoes went through. I talked about how even, you know, if Kentucky had won, which they should have, but it's still the magnitude of the game, the life or deathness of the game that we as fans put on Kentucky games, paled in comparison to what everything went through and how devastating, how shocking, how numb people were who woke up and their house was gone, the town was gone, their car was gone. The game can sometimes be a distraction from your problems, but I can't speak for everybody in that area, but the Kentucky game the next day, it wouldn't have provided maybe as much of a distraction or a diversion as normal, because it was just so raw. Everything had just happened. You woke up that morning trying to wrap your head around everything that was going on and what your eyes were seeing. with the devastation going through the western part of the state. Kentucky did lose that game to Notre Dame, 66-62. Couldn't throw it in the ocean from three-point land. Sevier Wheeler had a game to forget. He was what you heard at the park before, and guys can't shoot. Oh, he's self-check. I'll give you that jumper. Go ahead. You can have that. They dared him to shoot. They played off of him. They avoided him like the plague when he was out on the perimeter. Packed it in on Oscar. Made it hard for Sevier to penetrate. Nobody could buy a shot. And Kentucky wasted the opportunities to separate and build a lead and put Notre Dame away like we knew they were capable of doing. Let them hang around. Let them play their kind of game. Slow it down, mucked it up, made it ugly. And in the end, they made enough plays to win and pulled out the win. 66-62, we saw scoring droughts like we saw from last year. And a lot of those games Kentucky played were in the 60s last year. Kansas, the Notre Dame game last year, this was kind of a carbon copy of that game where Kentucky's unable to score and they're losing 66-63, 65-64, those type of games. So that was the same kind of thing that happened against Notre Dame. So you fast forward and you're now going to Las Vegas to initially play Ohio State, a physical team. Kind of talking about football practice, get your pads on and practice. Going to be physical, be beating and banging each other. Got to set hard screens. Still got to teach them how to screen. Look how everybody else screens compared to how we screen. Thinking that's going to be what's up next on the docket for Kentucky. And of course, that turned out to not be the case, because you know COVID is ramping up again. It is widespread. It's running rampant. It's affecting sports again, college sports, pro sports. We're seeing players and players and players on the COVID protocol list. We're seeing several games canceled due to one team or another having COVID making its way throughout whatever program it happens to be. And this was the case with Ohio State. So it turns out Kentucky and Ohio State, it gets canceled. You also had North Carolina and UCLA that was going to be out there as well. And the Bruins had to go on a pause and bow out. So that left Kentucky and North Carolina. And so that ended up being the one game out there in Las Vegas. Turned out to be a big turnaround, bounce back game for Kentucky against the Tar Heels. Talking about struggling to score in the 60s, you turn around and drop 98 on North Carolina. Talk about Sevier Wheeler, couldn't throw it in the ocean, wasn't effective, ended up being on the bench for the closing moments of the game against Notre Dame, came out against North Carolina and just dominated from start to finish. Led you to wonder what was more deflating. You know, Sevier Wheeler starts out the game against R.J. Davis, the point guard for North Carolina, harassing him, picking him up full court, 94 feet, turning him, making him turn and spin and have difficulty bringing the ball up, picks his pocket from behind, scores on a layup, takes his lunch, and that's embarrassing. I mean, you're a point guard and you get ripped like that. That's got to mess with you. So next time down court, you know, Davis just got his pocket picked, just got his lunch stolen, and Sevier Wheeler is up in him. He's crowding him and, you know, making it difficult for him. And he's already frustrated because he got his pocket picked. And Davis gives a little shove, gives a push to try to separate Boom, offensive foul. So back-to-back plays, severe as in this dude's head, you know, already attacking their point guard like that. That's deflating for North Carolina. Kentucky's in the process of punching them in the mouth. As deflating as that was, there were also instances, and makes you wonder which one is more deflating. If you did a poll, if you ask former players, if you ask different teams, the fact that Kentucky has several possessions where they got multiple offensive rebounds. And it wasn't just Oscar. It's everybody. You had Damian Collins in there getting loose balls and running down a rebound. You had, you know, Grady or Ty or two or three looks on one given possession where North Carolina forced a missed shot, but it's not a stop until you secure a defensive rebound. And Kentucky was beating them to all the loose balls. Kentucky was getting offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound, resetting offense, getting good looks, getting another good look, and then scored. Ty Washington off a pick and roll, hits a jumper, boom. And that was like the third rebound on that possession. So that was deflating to North Carolina as well. So Kentucky just was swarming them defensively, running circles around them offensively. Sevier Wheeler, 26 points, 4 steals, 8 assists. The dude just earned SEC Player of the Week honors, and deservedly so. You know, you talk about bouncing back, you know, looking as bad as he looked against Notre Dame, you know, to turn that right around, and you could tell he was bound and determined to prove that he was a lot better player than that. And he hit some mid-range jumpers. He got to the rim at will, going left or going right, getting downhill, penetrating. But he also had some little mid-range jumpers where, hey, you know, I'm going to at least start making teams play me honest. If you leave me this wide open, I'm proving that I'm capable of knocking down a 15, 16, 17-footer. So you have him doing that. You have the decision-making. You have Kellen Grady hitting threes. Oscar Tshiebwe still has 16 and 12 despite missing a lot of time. Lance Ware with a huge block coming in and holding his own against the bigs of North Carolina. So just an all-around impressive performance against the Tar Heels. We'll continue to see the competition get better. We know about the schedule in the early part of the year. Maybe didn't have them ready for Notre Dame. It was the tune-ups that didn't really tune anything up. We'll see how North Carolina plays the rest of the year and what kind of season they have. But Kentucky played North Carolina Saturday. Still two blue bloods, still a marquee matchup. Not sure what kind of team North Carolina has, but they were out there Saturday in Vegas just like Kentucky. And Kentucky won 98-69. We were then looking to move on to Louisville, but just like we saw with Kentucky and Ohio State, that didn't happen. Rescheduled, and it was Kentucky and Carolina. Kentucky and Louisville, you know, next two games in a row where the opponent is going to change. It's going to be Cats and Cards, supposed to be Wednesday at 6. Looking forward to it. It did not happen. It's not going to happen. It's not canceled right now. It's postponed. And Cal and UK announced on the call-in show that the opponent that is replacing the Louisville Cardinals this Wednesday at 6 will be an opponent that has already beaten the Louisville Cardinals. And they're coming to Lexington at 6. Talking about none other than the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Now, Western's been wanting this for a long time, so you know they're going to finally get their wish. The Toppers fans are going to be coming to Lexington. Rick Stansberry, everybody knows him all too well. Kentucky native, was at Mississippi State for years. Been doing his thing at Western Kentucky now. Toppers will be coming to town Wednesday at 6 to play the Cats. And here's the thing. Kentucky, you know, don't just come out and taking them lightly just because you're at home. It's the tune-up portion of the schedule is over. They've already beaten Louisville. Western's been good for a long time. They got a good history, a good basketball tradition. They will come in definitely looking to basically be state champs. Already beat Louisville, beat Kentucky. They'll be the Kentucky state champs, as it were, for this upcoming season. Kentucky's got to come out the same way they did against North Carolina. Come out acting like you're mad at the world. Come out and like you're coming off of a loss, because you lose to the Toppers, you're going to hear about it. We still remember the losses of Western Kentucky in football in Stoops' first year. Remember dudes saying, oh, they're supposed to be SEC. That's what you're going to deal with if you drop this game to Western Kentucky. So glad that a replacement for Louisville has been found. You heard the talks of trying to get Gonzaga, Wisconsin, other teams' names were thrown out and mentioned, and end up being Western Kentucky, which is fine. Maybe it can be rescheduled with the card. I always hope so. We'll see what happens with that. Hopefully, they can get themselves healthy enough to resume, and maybe it can be rescheduled down the road. But it'll be interesting to see Western come in and play. The in-state battles between Kentucky and these other teams. So looking forward to that Wednesday at 6. That Camp Cal portion of the schedule, had a week off between Notre Dame and North Carolina. There was not as many games through the midweek, and December's that time where if you're going to see the improvement, that's where it happens. A lot of new pieces, experienced players, but don't have a lot of experience playing together, so they can get some chemistry going throughout the month of December. You got conference play coming up right around the corner. So I have the High Point game against Tubby Smith when he gets his jersey put up in the Raptors and gets the honor that he definitely deserves for his time at Kentucky. So many things have been going on. The North Carolina win was a palate cleanser. It was a feel-good Saturday afternoon. It was just fun. Wheeler finding Toppin for the dunk. Lance Ware's block. Kellen Grady shooting threes. Oscar Tshiebwe doing Oscar Tshiebwe things. Offensive rebound, a left-handed jam where left his hand up like Shaq used to do. Just top to bottom, they dismantled North Carolina. Hubert Davis couldn't really explain why they didn't have the lack of energy and didn't show up. Well, Kentucky punched him in the mouth. That had something to do with it. 11-point game at halftime. Kentucky comes out and wins the second half by 18 points. And we were up over 30 at different points and times and before they closed it out and win by 29. So that's finishing. We've seen some second halves in those quote-unquote tune-up games that were kind of even though the game was well in hand. But this time they came out and kept the pedal down for those final 20 minutes, just like they did for the first 20 minutes. And that was definitely fun to see. Fun to see them come together in that way, for sure. Got to take a second and tell y'all about our sponsor, Lightbox Lab-Grown Diamonds, the brightest gift you can get. You can use cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, and they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off. Priced so they won't have to, they really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. Like I said the last time, talked about these Lightbox diamonds. I was born in November The November stone is just that ugly topaz color. So me, especially being somebody born in November, I'm sure ladies born in November agree, you'd much rather have a blush pink, a beautiful blue, or a classic white stone instead of that brown topaz stone for the November birthstone. So get yourself some Lightbox diamonds. Lightboxjewelry.com and get yourself some Lightbox lab grown diamonds. Never a dull moment with Lightbox. We talked about Will Levis and all those guys, Josh Pascal, Wandell Robinson, C-Rod, Chris Rodriguez. They're getting ready for the bowl game. Talked about Kurt Ferentz and Iowa and their generosity in helping out Western Kentucky from the Tornadoes. Well, those four had an autograph signing that was going to be NIL money for them. Will Levis, C-Rod, Wandell, and Josh Pascal. And all the proceeds went to help areas hit hard by the tornado. So definitely those young guys doing what they can to help out people who are a lot less fortunate and don't have a lot of the basic necessities right now. So, you know, hats off to those four for reaching out to do that, because this could have originally, as we talked about, been NIL money for themselves. You know, they'd had some signings throughout the year, and you know, with the rules changing, they were able to, you know, have some income for themselves. And, you know, the NCAA is still not paying it, but they were still able to get some deals and, you know, have some endorsements and things of that nature. And they were to take their time to, and a lot of them took their time on the telethon too, fielding phone calls from, you know, Kentucky fans all over Kentucky and various different locations outside of Kentucky as well. They took phone calls and took donations and definitely took time in their, out of their free time to help out in that way as well. Josh Ali for the bowl game. Josh Ali and Isaiah Cummins were in a car accident. They are okay, but they're not going to be participating in the Citrus Bowl against Iowa. So I hated to hear that. Remember the last episode I was talking about the car accident my wife and kids were in. So you'd never want to hear news of a car accident of any kind. Glad those guys are okay. Hate they're going to miss the bowl game. No doubt they would like to still be able to play as well, but they're not going to be there, but glad that they're okay. That's the main thing. You have Tyler Goodson for Iowa, 1,100-yard rusher, who won't be participating in the bowl game for the Hawkeyes either. So different circumstances. You know, they were missing due to a car accident. Goodson was already opting to move on to the NFL. But we'll definitely be looking forward to the bowl game very soon as well. Congratulations again to Sevier Wheeler, SEC Player of the Year. We talked about the transfer portal as far as Kentucky football a lot. Same thing in basketball. And you could argue that Callen Stoops, you know, worked that portal better than anybody. Kentucky's not getting C.J. Frederick on the basketball side due to him being lost for the season with the injury. But Will Levis, Jacquez Jones, Dare Rosenthal, and Wandell Robinson, that's a good, as good of a four as you'll find on the football side. And then basketball had went and matched it with Sevier Wheeler, Kellen Grady. You also had C.J. Frederick and Oscar Tshiebwe. But unfortunately, like we talked about, C.J. Frederick is lost for the season. But that is as good of a group as you will find, and the impact that they had against North Carolina. Sevier Wheeler transferred in, and you know, we saw what he did against North Carolina, 26-8. That stat line was impressive, and he put his stamp on that game from the jump. Kellen Grady, 5 threes, and it was a quiet five, but been talking about, you know, how Kellen needs to shoot more. Kellen needs to be ready to shoot, and He did, had 18 points, showed off some mid-range game, showed off the floater game, was ready, and a sniper from three. So that was cool to see. And Oscar did Oscar things again. Didn't get to play as many minutes as he would have normally, but he still had an impact as well, down low, doing his thing against the bigs from North Carolina. So Kentucky played and worked the transfer portal as good as anybody, as we always have talked about. One thing else we've talked about is La Terrain Watches. They've been with this podcast from the jump. Definitely want to go to laterrain.com, LaTourain.com. We had Dave, the owner, on here a few episodes back. Go back and listen to that episode, as well as all the other ones in the archive. When you hit the chat button on the La Terrain website, you type in a question, Dave himself will get the answer back to you. You definitely want to look and see what they have as far as men's watches, women's watches, accessories as well. La Terrain Watches and Accessories offer timeless style and design without high prices or shoddy materials. That's why you definitely want to make them be the watch for you. Whether it's formal, whether it's casual, whatever look you're going for, you want to have that La Terrain watch on your wrist. LaTerrain.com. Definitely be sure to check them out. Definitely continue to check out Believe in Kentucky. Like we mentioned, episodes will continue to be coming down the pipe in the future. Got a lot of great episodes in the archive. Go to Spotify, Stitcher, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to keep up with upcoming episodes as well. We have guests coming too. Sometimes I'll be solo. Sometimes we'll have guests. Come bring fun episodes each and every time. Also, ASEAblue.com. Every episode will also be on ASEAblue. Believe.com. Definitely go there. Rate, review, and subscribe. And we will holler at everybody next week on another episode of Believe in Kentucky. Y'all take care.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.